Hey everybody, it's me, Robert Dutt, your host for the channel Buzz.ca podcast, bringing you this week's edition of our Windows Server Explained powered by Intel Xeon series. This week, our regular hosts, Kirk Sinclair of Microsoft and Devlin Norris of Intel, are joined by Ryan Layden, product specialist at Dell Technologies, to talk about how Dell works with Windows Server. The dynamic trio chat about what's new in Dell's latest PowerEdge offerings, the company's differentiation in hardware integration, Dell's value play for partners through Ingram, and how it handles server service and support. They also talk about the uptake of Intel's Optane technology, Intel's Partner Alliance program, and a whole lot more, all focused on how you can succeed in the server and infrastructure space. So please give a listen to this podcast from the Windows Server Explained powered by Intel Xeon series.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for joining Windows Server Explained, powered by Intel Xeon Multicast, compliments of Ingram Micro Canada. That probably goes on record as one of the longer titles that we've had to explain. So my name is Kirk Sinclair. I'm a partner sales executive with Microsoft's OEM team, and I'm here co-presenting with Devlin Norris of Intel. And it is our pleasure today to host Ryan Layden of Dell. So Ryan, why don't you tell us a little bit more around what you do working with Dell and working with Channel with Ingram Micro?
Sure, I'm Ryan Layden. I'm a server specialist covering Ingram Micro Canada for Dell, and I'm pretty much the universal server guy. So as server releases come out and server questions pop up in the field and server deals are worked, I'm able to be brought in as a resource to help make sure that that deal drives to closure, and I help Ingram stay on top of all things Dell server.
So Ryan, what's top of mind right now for you engaging with Dell through Ingram Micro that our channel partners need to be aware of?
Sure. So our next generation servers we recently announced in April, powered by Intel, and that's really a huge focus in terms of making sure that the channel partner community is ready to delve into these new solutions.
What is the key characteristics in the new generation? Like what's going on in there? What's so special?
Sure. There's basically three things. One is they're purpose-built for AI or any of these next-generation workloads, which require, you know, more computing horsepower than, you know, has traditionally been taken from a server. The second thing is the most secure. Security is on the top of everyone's mind today. So we've made some enhancements to security to ensure, you know, trust in our solutions out there in the market for our partners. And the third is automated systems management. Getting servers to scale with your organization has been a challenge for a lot of organizations. And, you know, we've taken a lot of steps with our iDRAC and OpenManage to make sure the Dell PowerEdge experience really gets the job done for saving time when you're deploying these servers and avoiding, you know, human error and stuff like that.
I love that. Now, the other thing Dell does very well is factory pre-install both the operating system, so Windows Server 2019, and then building a complete delivered solution. So can you tell me a little bit more around how Dell positions that? Like what's the value advantage for a reseller when they purchase a fully, you know, prepared and stood up server?
Sure. So, you know, traditionally, a lot of times when you were ordering a server, you would get, you know, one box with the main chassis and some of the components in it. Then you'd have to start integrating hard drives, memory kits, NIC cards. There's a number of different things. You might even have to swap out power supplies depending on if you wanted to do something that was really aggressive in terms of power draw constraints. So, what we do is we basically take exactly what you want, and we've really specialized in what we call mass customization over the years. So we'll get it to you exactly the way you want it, shipped directly to your end customers to avoid that timely process of the actual hardware integration. What we've taken a step further, and I think what we're really great at now, is taking something like Windows Server, giving you that OEM license pre-installed, so you don't even have to worry about that operating system step, which again takes a lot of time from a human, you know, capital constraint focus. So, getting those engineers that were sitting there clicking through the disks, or in the old days, the disks, or nowadays, you know, images, whatever you want to call it, but doing that to install an operating system can be kind of cumbersome for someone that you're, you know, expecting to drive revenue for your organization as a partner.
Devlin, anything you want to throw in there? You good?
Yeah, no, I was going to ask, Ryan, so when you look at the Canadian marketplace, what's the most common configuration. Like if we were to consider Pareto's law, what 20% of the SKU lineup configuration is generating 80% of the volume?
Well, I don't want to, you know, say anything that is a favorite versus one of the other server platforms, but in the rack mount space, you know, our bread and butter is the R640, which is our like mainstream server. What you'll see in the 15th generation is we've added and tweaked. There's a lot of differentiation within our portfolio that we've created through these new releases from Intel to basically enable a light experience for hyperscalers and people that are doing massive amounts of these so that they don't have to pay for some of the, you know, the features that they might not have needed that used to come included. And then what we've done is we've come out with more horsepower systems within that same portfolio as well. So we have, you'll notice we have an XS line to our new servers, so that there's a kind of a couple things we've done there to sort of take what they're doing today and make it bigger. But if we were talking about 14th generation, which was still my favorite, you know, because of how many we've sold over the last couple of years, the 14th generation product, R640 is right in the wheelhouse, which again, we'll preload with Windows software, get it to be turnkey right out the door for you from our factories.
That's awesome. Now, Dell has another advantage. Aside from reduced cost of standing up the server and building the server, Dell is a very aggressive value play for our partners in a tailor-made offering. Can you tell me a little bit more around that and what resellers can expect from Dell through Ingram Micro?
Sure, absolutely. So TaylorMade is an aggressive discount program that we've introduced mainly on servers, but we've even broken into some of the low-end storage and IDPA products and even some campus networking. So TaylorMade is something that you're going to continue to see in the partner community. But what on the server side, what we do with TaylorMade is we basically tie a discount that's really aggressive upfront to a particular order code. Once you're able to pull out that order code in your online solutions configurator, you're able to manipulate that server however you see fit. So you can change the processor up to a gold processor. You can add hard drives and memory. You can add an I/O kit. And more importantly, you can add your operating system right there. And then what happens is that aggressive discount follows that configuration throughout the life cycle. So, you know, you have a, let's call it 60% DOL with this tailor-made order code, that you're going to get that 60% as you add all these components and warranty and such like that. So, it's a really aggressive program. It's fully CTO, so it comes just the way you want it, like we described, and it contains that aggressive upfront discount throughout.
I love that. And so where does a reseller start when they want to start configuring a TaylorMade server?
You know, what I usually say is, you know, whatever your level of comfort and proficiency is, go with that. So if you're a customer that just wants a server and you want to write down how many cores on a paper napkin and shoot it over to the folks at Ingram Micro, they can take that request, turn it into a tailor-made opportunity, make sure it meets all the requirements that you've specified, and then they can send it back to you. That's my favorite thing to do, reaching out to Grant over at Ingram Micro. If you're a customer that's really proficient with our online tools and you like the experience to go through and configure servers and you like looking at what, you know, this processor option is or that processor option, right? If you're unleashing your inner geek like I do, like then you're going to want to do these yourself on the online solutions configurator, which is available through the partner portal. Once you get that configuration all teed up, you just shoot it over to Grant at Ingram Micro and he can definitely take that and you know, make sure it gets that aggressive price. The one thing I failed to mention earlier about TaylorMade is that the discount actually stacks with registration too. So if you want an out-the-door price and you're in a competitive situation against another vendor, it's super easy for you to use the TaylorMade program to get that out-the-door price. But let's say you have a registration and you want to make sure that you have an even greater discount, you can start with TaylorMade and stack registration discount on top of it to get an even better deal.
I love that. So the value play on the Microsoft side is you're leveraging the OEM license, which we see is typically a little bit lower than, say, an open value. Plus, you're then stacking on your TaylorMade, and it's even eligible for the DealReg solution, getting you super aggressive on the software side and then bundling all that hardware. And it's going to land at your customer site, stood up and ready to go. So just an amazing value prop on there. One last piece that we didn't wrap in there is services and support. So how does Dell kind of bring the rest of that together? So we've already, you know, said, hey, we can build the server, right? Configure it how you want it, upgrade the Intel Xeon inside, right? All the storage, software operating system, upgrade you to Windows data center. But well, what's the next piece? What's the added value for service and support?
Sure. So our Pro Support service includes both hardware and software. And when you're purchasing an OEM software license, we're going to connect you with our Microsoft engineering team to be able to help triage whatever might come up in the field. That is one of the advantages of OEM software, because we have a ton of relationships with end customers and partners in terms of our services organization. There's a lot of trust and faith in the community and the pro support offering we've been driving into the market over the last, 15, 20 plus years. So, pro support comes as that name that you can trust. And the fact that, that covers the Microsoft software and the troubleshooting and some of those things is really a great value add for using the OEM software with Dell.
I love that. Great. Devlin, anything you want to throw over at Ryan right now?
From a storage solution standpoint, what are you seeing in terms of adoption around Optane, and how are you seeing it being used in market?
Optane, thus far, to me, we've seen a pretty big uptick in terms of total memory is the focus for a lot of the partners that are taking advantage. So if you need a massive memory footprint, they're using Optane to drive down the cost of that memory to be able to, use the memory like that. We haven't seen a ton, at least in the Canadian marketplace and SMB customers.
It's still one of the best kept secrets at Intel. So,
We haven't seen the storage persistent memory be as adopted, but as the applications that support that continue to increase, I think we're going to see an uptick in that market as well. Mm-hmm. But just being able to have a massive memory footprint on a server at a lower cost is definitely something that Intel Optane has been able to help us with.
And the performance.
Oh my! Obviously, the performance it goes without speaking. So, I always take it for granted almost. But yeah, we do appreciate the increased performance as well.
So Ryan's brought us a whole bunch of really cool programs, right? So we've got TaylorMade, you've got deal registration, you've got savings in that OEM SKU offering that Dell integrates at factory. So a really cool solution there. Devlin, going to put you on the spot. What is Intel bringing to the channel that can further augment this offering? Aside from that great Xeon and obviously Optane inside,
the thing that I think gets overlooked a lot is the points program that we have through the Intel Partner Alliance. Every server product you buy through Ingram from Dell counts towards your points accrual, and obviously you're going to get more for a higher end system than a medium range and so on, and those points you can then redeem for more Dell Intel-based product. I'm not going to suggest that it's the silver bullet. It's not the be all and end all. But when you stack it with the other programs that Dell brings to market, it can certainly make you more competitive in those highly competitive bid situations. So I would seriously look at the Intel Partner Alliance. If you're not currently signed up, just go to intel.com/reseller and you can get started on the process of getting enrolled for that program today. And then there's a ton of other benefits to that as well, like the solutions marketplace, but the points program alone is well worth the time.
And that accrues on client devices too, right? Sorry, Ryan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Ingram is a great aggregator for all these things too. So if you're making your purchases through Ingram Micro, they can help deliver those orders to you to be able to make sure that you're getting accounting towards your attainment for those points. And then they can help you with redeeming those points too for credit memos, things off your next purchase. So if we're talking about the server landscape in particular, and there's a lot of cost competitive deals in the market, if you can apply some of those Intel Go points to an aggressive deal, you might be able to win that versus a competing vendor by just making sure that you're accessing the full solution in terms of, your rebate program. So it's definitely something to look at if you haven't done. And I've seen it firsthand sway a deal. So very, very good points.
All right. So we now know Intel's program, right? So Intel stacking points, we've got a great price on an OEM license that's pre-installed, going to save you a ton of time and effort at factory, TaylorMade, right? So a great discount across the entire bill of materials, and then deal reg if you need it. Ryan, what else kind of fills out this equation? What else are we missing to make sure that our resellers are most competitive?
What I would say is the team at Ingram is really world-class in terms of moving the Dell business forward. They not only have Grant, who's on the inside and does a great job of, making sure that the partner relationships exist in Canada, but we also have Mike Robertson, who's a hidden gem in the data center. He's someone who's been trained on all the products from server storage and networking, can tie together a full solution, and you can bring him onto a sales call if you're a partner that is getting into a deal and you're not exactly sure what questions to be asking your end customers. So having that resource on the technical side at Ingram is something that gets overlooked a lot, and just by making sure you're taking that technical resource to you for an important sales call, whether it be virtually or whatnot, you're able to unlock a more vast solution and then sell deeper into those accounts. So making sure that you're not just taking what the customer is saying to you with a grain of salt, making sure you're utilizing the distributor to be able to add that full solutions approach. You know, we have a specific Dell resource, like I mentioned Mike specifically. He's definitely great in terms of what he can offer from value to your to any deal you're working on, or just partner enablement in general.
Awesome. Thank you. So make sure you leverage your distributor Ingram Micro for your solutions and technology. So, all right. So we are just out of time for Windows Server Explained, powered by Intel Xeon Multicast, compliments of Ingram Micro. Again, the shortest name of a podcast in the industry. Gentlemen, what I'd like to wrap is who are your resources at Ingram? So my go-to guy is Chris Pearson, so funded resource on Microsoft OEM. So if you have questions around Microsoft Office or Windows Client, OEM System Builder, or even Windows Autopilot, Chris is my go-to guy. But Ryan, do you have a resource?
Yeah, absolutely. We have Grant Sakat at IngramMicro.com, who handles the business side, and then Mike Robertson, who I mentioned before, is a data center specialist. So that's the go-to team for all things Dell ISG.
And for Intel, I mean, for all things Intel, BDM extraordinaire, Steve Chung, C-H-U-N-G. So steve.chung@IngramMicro.com. And whether it's the programs that we talked about earlier, or you want more information on Optane or the latest generation of Xeon or any of the other products, you know, reach out to Steve and he'll be able to help you out.
Love it. So, Ryan, thanks a lot for your time. Great job representing the Dell business. Devlin, great job as always.
Pleasure was all mine. Always fun, Kirk.
Thanks for having me.